talking today. Okay, well, this is Vibe with QB and it's your host, the QB, as you already know. So I'm really happy today. Nicki Minaj has given birth. We have a cute little baby. I'm an aunt. Like, I'm so excited. My niece and nephew, she has not called me yet to tell me. You know, she just put to bed, so we have to give her some time to calm down. But she will call me to give me the update. But I have a new niece and nephew, and I'm really happy. I'm going to pull out all my savings to buy the cutest gifts for them, for her, for him, for whatever it is, because this is my son, okay? So I'm going to pull out all my savings and I'm going to buy a lot of things. Like, I'm so happy. Oh, we have a cute little bab. It's really exciting, sorry. So anyway, how was your week? Mine was fine. What did I do today? What did I do this week? I slept. And I slept, meaning it was a walk for me. You guys, I didn't have what to do, so practically had to force yourself to sleep or something like that. But anyway, I sewed. Yeah, I made two skirts. I'm actually happy, they fit perfectly compared to my other sewing. Like, I'll have to adjust and remeasure, record, reduce everything. I have to do so many adjustments, but this one came out perfectly fine, both of them. So yeah, I'm happy. I bought like lots of fabric, about 5 or 6, so I'm gonna be busy in my sewing room cooking up something. Anyway, not like at once, yeah, maybe with time. Like, I'm gonna use it next year, because I can't just use everything once now. I'll just end up sewing rubbish, shall we? And this time I'll be fine. But anyway, they say school wants to resume for you guys, because you know me, the student in me has finished. So they say school wants to resume for you guys, so I hope you guys prepare very well. You know, education is key. The students in me have finished, but education is key, so start packing your books and prepare well. Prepare very well. I wish you all success and the best, whatever you choose to follow. God, who I want to resume this year? Yes, oh, Jesus. Imagine, I can't believe I was actually waking up before 7 to get ready. Then I'll get to class. Like, I was going to class. I was walking in the morning. In that sun? Sun? Like, I'll go to class. Stay till 4. Hungry. It's like, I was not eating on impulse. There was a time in my life. Wait, is that who we are? Jesus Christ. Like, I can't believe I would stay till 4, 5. I was in class, associating with actual people, not just insulting them on internet. Like, was that my life? Guy, you know, going back to that is going to be affecting. Jesus Christ. Believe that. Wow, it's really shocking. But good luck to you guys that are resuming. Good luck to you guys. Good luck. You'll do perfectly fine. You did it before, you can do it again. Speaking of my week, I watched the Men's Club. Sorry to those of you that have not watched the Men's Club. I really don't know what you're waiting for, but I'm going to talk about it anyway, because my podcast, and you're going to listen to it. Okay, good. So the Men's Club, I have 5 things I want to say about the Men's Club. Okay, I just said 5 because 5 is an easy number to say. But I don't know how many, actually. Let me just count. Wherever I stop. Number 1, on this last... Okay, the last 2 episodes. That is the one where they found out that it was Jasmine after interrogating Queen. I feel that part should have been more violent. Like, I needed to see a violent Aminu. You get, like, shouting. He did not look as surprised as he now looked in the next episode. Yes, it was more of a look of realization. But Antumini said she was so calm. She was just looking dead. I mean, it was you that was so hyped about going there. Like, you want to see. You now reach there now, you not reverse anything. You just look. But anyway, that is number 1. Number 2. Tumini skin in this last episode was flawless. Like, can you just look at her skin? her skin was beautiful. It is beautiful, not because it's not changed. It's her skin is really pretty. Then number three, red hair on Sharon or Jasmine. Her red hair fits her perfectly. Like every time I see that red hair on her, it just looks prettier every time. I don't care. Like, I've not seen somebody use with red hair. I've not really seen somebody with red hair that looks that good. But yeah, have I seen? Okay, Nicki Minaj uses a lot of hair and she looks pretty in every single one. So, minus Nicki Minaj. But you get what I'm saying? The hair looks really good on her. I'm just stating random things. Sorry. Number four. Three. Okay, I don't know. Next one. Louis. That guy is so funny. He says that in my bag. I like him. He says, have you come to take this house? Because this one is not my own. Okay. But I just feel I want to sit down with Lola to explain. I want to tell her that I saw it. So this is what I saw. That it's not what you think. I want her to understand. Because I don't want her and Louis to quarrel at all. I don't want that. I beg. She should not just question me. And you can see that. What is this girl's name? Wait, so what is Louis' wife's ex-wife's name? That pregnant woman. I beg, I forgot. It looks as if she planned it. It's like maybe she knew that this girl was coming, Lola was coming. That's why she planned that rubbish that she was doing. Louis supposed to give her a backhand slap, like serious one, but I get what he was doing. He tried to prove a point, and that guy, you watch out, Jesus. But I beg you, what that was bad timing now. The next episode better not show them quarreling. I beg. Then the next one, which is who else am I talking about? I mean, I'm not talking about that thing, one where they follow Duma. I beg that one, they're cussing for nothing. I don't know what it is. Anyway, on to the next. Aminu Gaba. Ah, oh my Jesus. Wait, give me a second, give me a second. Whew, God. I see what you are doing for others. So many in bracket. I see what you are doing for others. God, give me. See Aminu now. You don't say money no be problem. Yeah, he makes Hausa language sound so sexy. I've never heard Hausa sound that sexy. Even he was on the phone with someone, I don't even know who he was talking to, but it sounded so good. Like, I wanted to learn it, I wanted to understand what he's saying. Like, he was talking to me. Yeah, maybe I want also to list of languages that I want to learn because it's a really long list. I want to learn Urubu, Yoruba, Ika. I even want to learn some part of Bini. I would like to understand. See, I don't even know any languages left. Urubu Pidgin, I cannot speak. What is this? Anyway, I'm learning them, Sha. I know some Yoruba. I know Adibeko. I'm trying to get the intonation, Sha. Then I know Kurombe. I'm always so proud to say I know Kurombe. Then I know Bese and Bese. Then I know that the intonation is different. And then when you say different, then. I'm learning a lot of things, Sha. I want to learn many, many things. Then, what else would I say? Speaking of Nigerian series actually doing really well nowadays. There are so many good ones out there. I watched Skinny Girl in Transit. I watched Best Friends. Best Friends was about younger people and life stories. And I bet it was interesting, Sha. Then, there's this one, Jesus is Lord. There's this one. Oh God, what is the title of this thing? I don't know, I saw it on YouTube. I think it's Noisy Things or something. I mean, Special Things, something. What the children inside are just so rude. It's basically a rich people's children. I'm wondering if people actually live there. Yeah, the boy was nice, something and his mother, because she was not like, he was going to a rich people's school and he was not so rich, so he was insulting his mother that she should go and work harder. And I was like, now you know, no dance. That. Oh God, that thing just made me angry. After one episode, I just stopped because I can't be having high blood pressure on top of him. Then, out of Nigerian series, another terrible series, like American series that I feel should have ended way long ago, is The Flash. Like, what are you still showing in The Flash? Has that guy not conquered all parts of Earth and ran with how many versions of himself? Like, what are you showing in The Flash? What just there. What's left? The Flash. I think Supergirl too really did not know when to stop. I don't even stop that one. I don't know. I stopped watching it around now. Vampire Diaries for me should have ended in season 4 or something. It just got too long. And I heard they said beginning, maybe you see a witch that is a vampire, and you see a, the sirens. I mean, what they call those ones that shout. So like, what is all this unnecessary talk we are bringing? I mean, see, these people are giving me a headache. Then, oh my goodness, I think I'll dedicate another episode to talk about legacies, because that is one of the most disappointing sequels I've ever seen. Niklaus Mikkelsen, the greatest, the first original hybrid, did not kill himself and his loving brother for that stupid show. God, oh my goodness, that's just a disappointment. Hope Mikkelsen is supposed to be one of the most powerful creators to walk this earth, and she's doing what? She's doing a high school love. High school love. I've been ahead of Indabus. Yeah, not a picture of love. Yeah, what's all that? You're loving and Phoenix. Phoenix, I don't know a left from right. That you're dying over. Being my friend, get out. You're fighting mud. You're fighting creature. Is this Ben 10? Only Ben 10 has better scripts than this rubbish. I like it. God, dude. No, that's another episode. That's another episode. God, okay. Today I'm really just talking about movies, yeah, because I've been so bored and I've been watching movies and series. So yeah, that's all that is in my head. I'm pretty sure it was not everybody. Okay, not everybody, because somebody is TikTok number one. But I'm sure I'm not the only one that had a terrible FPO. Jesus is Lord. If you're not, let me check my points. I just have like, what will be, will be. Guy, what will be, will be. Because what's all that? After, no, my, like, first 6 seconds, because I was having high points, I was carrying sure that on this one, I just. Ah, God, no. That thing was horrible. But anyway, I think it's almost time to stop changing. So let me go and see if I set up my team right for FPL. Ooh, Champions League draws. Champions League draws. Messi, Juventus, Ronaldo, Baka. I'm just mixing it up. But yay! I beg. I will talk to you guys later. I have a business transaction to do with somebody. It's also giving me lots of money. Is it sounding convincing enough? Because I really want to have a business transaction to do it. I'll see you guys next time on Vibes with QB, because today I want to sleep. The weather is so... How is the weather? I don't know. It's rainy weather. It can be sunny here. It can be raining there. Everything just scattered. Well, this is more like me just talking to myself in this episode. Hi. Bye. Peace.